Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. It's Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today we have a very special guest with us. His name is Kevin Hundel. He is with EOS Worldwide and can be found at kevin.hundel@EOSWorldwide. But before he starts talking, I want to just share a little bit about him. He grew up in a house filled with entrepreneurs, and he sold his first product, which happened to be Blow Pops, in the fourth grade at a 45% margin. So for those who are looking to grow, you should definitely listen to this one. Now, Kevin is helping CEOs and leadership teams build strong, scalable companies through EOS. And not only is he a certified EOS implementer, which not all people are, and I don't know that everybody actually knows that, but he's also a business owner, the former EO Chicago president, and a guy who's seen the inside of over 60 companies and have helped them grow with clarity and purpose. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Kevin.
Winter, thank you very much for the introduction. I couldn't have done better myself, so I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, so before we jump in, why don't you tell us an interesting fact about you that people may not know?
Yeah, a thing people don't know about me is I was kind of went through my first real life experience of understanding a deeper sense of empathy. It was December 29th, 2016. I was wrongfully profiled and arrested. So if you can go back to the date of December 29, you're 2 days from New Year's, and found myself in a jail cell for 36 hours.
Oh my gosh.
After a brief court case was dismissed and a verbal apology was given to me. And I share that because it's an eye-opening experience for me on so many levels. And I carried that forward in the work I do today. And although it was painful, it was also humbling. So it's a, wow. I don't know if I want to call it a fun fact, but I'd say it was a growth fact about me that most people don't know.
Yeah, definitely interesting. Wow, that's crazy. I think you start to rethink about all of your freedoms at that point, right? Like, what if they don't figure out I'm not the guy?
Yeah, absolutely. And leaning into meditation helps in those situations. So that's where I went first in that time I was stuck there.
Wow. Okay, so at a high level, why don't you tell us what it is that you do?
Yeah, so I am, as you mentioned, a certified EOS implementer. And as an EOS implementer, what I do is I coach and work with entrepreneurs and their leadership teams. So what EOS is, it's called the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And I help bring that system into organizations, no different than a computer needs a system, so does businesses. It's just that, unfortunately, most businesses don't have a unified system, if you will, that all their people are working and building on. So this is not a technology, it's a methodology, if you will. And my job is to bring the leadership team together and the rest of the organization around clarity on vision to help them get the results that they are looking to and so rightfully deserve to acquire.
Right. And you're interesting in the fact that you've lived both sides of EOS, one as a client and one as an implementer. So how does that shape how you show up for the teams that you work with now?
Yeah. And a little background on me to lean into that question is that I started my first business in 2004 as a manufacturing distribution business, and it quickly morphed into a family business where my two brothers joined the organization as well. And what we found is we are 5 years into the business, and like most organizations, it was not that much fun, right? And it was hard on cash flow and very complex in ways that I could not imagine. So it wasn't just complex in the type of business we were in, but just the having to work with the humans at different stages of their lives, from different backgrounds, from different cultures. It was a multinational business doing business overseas as well. So a lot of human complexity came into the business, let's call it. And I found myself in 2009 joining EO, which is the Entrepreneurs Organization of Chicago. Someone handed me the traction book in 2009. And that's when I read the book and I adapted it to my thinking and brought it into the organization. And ultimately it helped to change the business and really helped us get our hands around the organization. So being able to see the pain and feeling the pain of building a business and the sleepless nights of not paying payroll tied with not having cash in the bank and then employees leaving and coming on and high turnover. I really have a deep connection to my clients when working with them and fundamentally just understand the pain. And there's pain beyond the business. It's unfortunately, it's pain that goes into our homes as well. And having an ability to have empathy and really connect with them on a one-on-one level and as an overall leadership team and organization. So I would say it just gives me a lot of empathy when working with my clients.
Yeah, and that's a really good point because it doesn't just stop at the business. It does, you know, merge into all aspects of your life. And I know one of the things that you specifically talk about is this oneness mindset. So like, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, you know, this oneness is something that I think it's been a part of me since I was a child. I just couldn't put a, name to it and I couldn't put my finger on it. And in 2018, as you mentioned, is I became the president of EO Chicago. And I was really challenged with, well, what's your message to the organization? What's your message to this 150 successful entrepreneurs in Chicago who are part of our organization? And that's when I discovered what it really was. It was oneness. And oneness is about connecting human energy to do essentially three things, is bringing people together, connecting human energy to not only uplift, but also empower and add value to everyone and everything you touch. Yeah. And so that connection of human energy is something I really lean into in working with leadership teams. And it is exactly that. It's how do we get the right people in the room that can be authentic, that can be vulnerable, can show up as they are and say, here's what I'm struggling with and here's what I need to break my own personal ceiling. That then translates into breaking ceilings within their departments and their businesses. And then seeing a way forward to actually gain momentum, lean into it, and essentially add value to all levels of their businesses as well as their personal lives. And what I love seeing is how that translates to their own personal development and hearing stories from clients on, hey, that piece that you shared in the room, I actually took that into my life. And now my relationship with my estranged father after 20 years is different because of some of the philosophies and thinking that comes through this oneness mindset.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we know that EOS can really help you get your life back. But often when owners are kind of starting out, or team members or staff, when you're first starting to roll it through the organization, there seems to be a lot of resistance. There seems to be a lot of people don't really like change. So how do you help businesses overcome resistance from team members who may not fully buy into EOS?
Yeah, and I think partially in that is when you get into that piece of it, the word that comes to mind for me is commitment. Yeah. And in somewhat of that, the vision is clear in the entrepreneur's mind, but they have never really articulated it clearly where the rest of the folks on their leadership team can actually digest it in a way that's has comprehension behind it. Because many visionary thinkers can paint in a lot of directions. It's about getting that vision cleared. So, asking the question of the founder, what do they want from this business in front of their leadership team? Sometimes that's the first time they've actually really answered that in a cohesive, simple way that the folks around their team can understand. So I lean into a lot of that passion for the entrepreneur and then sharing it with their team. And in that, and then saying, hey, now that we understand it, which I see helps the leadership team get closer to getting to the commitment of, okay, now I know why we're doing what we're doing. And as you mentioned, change is difficult. If we can get the commitment in the room, then it allows for us to be productive in actually working through EOS as a system and a tool. And I would tie it back to something Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach writes on and has shared is the four C's, right? And in the four C's, a lot of times there's there is this consistency around issues around wanting to change, but what happens is in the four C's, people are lacking the confidence to actually get to where they've seen their vision and get their team along with them. And the four C's says it's, you know, not about having the confidence day one, it's actually starting with commitment. And as you commit, what happens is that you gain the courage to go out and actually do the work. In this case, is actually bring EOS into the company. And as you do that, what happens is you gain confidence. And with that confidence, what happens is you've gained a new capability. So those are the four C's. And I connect the four C's together a lot of times for my teams. And when you share that with them, they're like, oh yeah, my issue actually lies in, actually it might be the courage piece, or it's the confidence piece, or it's lacking the capabilities. And all we have to do is just, let's commit as one team. And if we could commit as one team, the other three C's come together and beautiful things happen for organizations.
Yeah, that's great. That's amazing. So when you're first getting started with this kind of program in a company, what do you find is most misunderstood or underutilized by leadership teams? And how do you simplify that?
Yeah, in a lot of cases, EOS is somewhat misunderstood to be a system that helps you run better meetings, right? And that's just a slice. That's like a very, very small slice of the pie. And that's one of the tools of EOS. And I think there's usually a misunderstanding of it. And just like any system, there's layers to the system and there's depth. There's a science to this methodology, if you will. And what's misunderstood is that connection of human energy isn't just taking a tool and using it. It's really understanding what makes each individual around the leadership team and the organization tick. And how do we create a culture that is celebrated by all folks around the organization? And as you start to utilize the tools, you start to see the vision come to life, right? And so there's this concept of the magic lies with the work that's done in the room. And for many organizations and many teams, that piece is missing, not because they don't understand it. They have never really understood the full comprehension of what a system can do for their organization in totality. So I would say it's the piece of knowing that it's the connection of human energy, that the magic lies in that work and how to leverage it.
Yeah, and it's very true. It's so much more than a well-run meeting, which we all could use. I remember seeing this meme and it was like, all these people in a circle with their face down, they were laying like with their faces down. And it was like, you know, the world's waste of time, you know, meetings, right?
Yeah.
But a well-run meeting is very powerful. And so, yes, you do get that, but you also get so much more. And we hear things about, you know, people having like transformative experience in these meetings. We've heard, you know, people coming out with like a secret, a dark secret that they've had that they've never been able to share. And now that it's out, their productivity at work changed because they trusted people that much to be authentic and to be themselves. And, you know, we're really in a new work world right now where people want to enjoy where they're working as opposed to just collecting their paycheck. Things have really shifted and quality of life at work is a huge factor. And when you feel connected to the people you spend every day with, things transform in the organization too.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's two things that I feel I want to share as you kind of talk through that one is a story about personal values. And I changed one of my personal core values from curious. And I'm more of growth minded than curious, and growth minded is already a core value of mine. So I really challenged myself at the end of the year of this personal value of mine, which I felt was more aspirational to me than actually real for me. And I changed it to kind over nice. And I bring that into my room, right, in the thought process. And I'm from Chicago, so we have this Midwest nice that's about a lot of us, right? And nice is telling people what they want to hear. Kind is telling people what they need to hear. And in that thinking, just by sharing that with my leadership teams, when we set the day and I set the stage with some of these guidelines, what happens is when we're kind, the breakthroughs start to show up. So just like you mentioned, is there's then where the growth and development happens for folks. So connecting to be able to just be open, be authentic and saying what's on your mind, knowing that kind is how we help each other grow.
Yeah.
Hi there. This is Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. What's holding your company back? It's often blind spots in leadership. miscommunication, misaligned priorities, and untapped growth opportunities. GCE's 360 assessment provides crystal clear insights into your team's strengths and challenges. Then one of our leaders will work with you to turn those insights into an action plan, ready to build a stronger, aligned team that can execute against your vision. Learn more about our 360 assessment today.
So you do something a little different. You run a workshop called Strong in Six. So what is that about, and why is that workshop so powerful for leadership teams?
Yeah, Strong in Six, and it's actually a series that EOS Worldwide put together, and we had the opportunity as implementers to bring it into our local chapters and communities. And Strong in Six is really talking about the six key components of EOS. And these are six key components that Gino created when building EOS. And the thought process is that companies are typically struggling from 136 simultaneous issues at any given time. That's a little tongue-in-cheek. There's just a lot happening in entrepreneurial companies. And to the degree that we can get strong in the six key components, those things tend to go away because they're just symptoms of the root cause.
Right.
And the Strong in Six is really, how do you get vision really strong in a business? How do you get the people component really strong in a business? The data component really strong in the business, which is all about numbers. How do you get really great at solving really root cause issues? And then how do you systemize your business and get the process components really strong? And the sixth component being traction. How do you actually take that vision down to the ground and make it a reality? And one of the thoughts we share there is it's vision is one of the first of the six components, and traction is the last. Vision without traction is hallucination, right? Because we can put all the we can put all the cute and fun stuff up on the whiteboard. For those of us listening, and I'm sure for you as well, Winter, we know 90% of the battle is execution. It's the work of doing it, right?
Yeah.
So that's what Strong in Six is we teach the tools of the six key components and how organizations can truly get to that vision that they've put out there.
So if a CEO that's listening right now, they feel overwhelmed or unsure where to start, what's one simple thing that they can do today to regain control?
Yeah, so there's a multitude of things in the Traction Library that folks can read. One of the books is called Traction. It's the kind of the foundation of EOS. And I always encourage any entrepreneur who's got a team of at least three or more leadership team members to schedule what we call a 90-minute meeting. It's a free meeting. If nothing else, they're going to walk away with some free tools, but it's really an opportunity for them to learn about the implementer, learn about EOS, and to learn about themselves and their team. In some of the 90-minute meetings, it's the first time the teams actually sat together and looked eyeball to eyeball and answered some questions that are telling of where each one of them feels the organization's at. And within the rest of that agenda, we actually walk through what the tools of EOS are. And if they were to go on the EOS journey, we have what we call the proven process, which literally shows them what they're going to go through in a visual one-page document. So scheduling the 90-minute meeting, to me, it's an opportunity to enhance teamwork for the organization in a free 90-minute session. It's an opportunity to learn about EOS and then for them to ultimately understand if the system is a fit for them. So I always lean into invest the 90 minutes because you'll get a 10x return regardless if you plan to engage with an implementer or not.
And with you specifically, what types of companies do you like? I mean, you've obviously worked with, you know, a lot of companies. What's your niche? What's your special sauce?
Yeah, I would say companies between 10 and 250 people. You know, it could be a company from any different industry or background. Naturally, I have a very good understanding of family business, multi-generational businesses, because I came from a family business as well. So I like to thrive in chaos. I can get in there and understand it. I can resonate with it. I can pull it apart to find the good pieces of it and what we need to leverage. But most importantly, it's Winter, any organization that is open-minded, they're not afraid to challenge the status quo. They're looking to grow. They might be frustrated. And quite frankly, they want to be the best at what they're doing. That's a fit for the system. And it thrives in environments where people are looking to grow and be open with what the realities are of the business.
And one of the things I've kind of learned along in my journey in interviewing and choosing the right implementer is largely about the right personality fit too. And so I would say, just based on this little chat here, you know, somebody who wants somebody real, somebody who wants to focus on, you know, the whole aspect, the oneness component, right? And do better things in both their work and professional life is probably going to be somebody that's more right for you. But that is also going to tell the truth too, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Is if we can just look at each other eyeball to eyeball and be open and be honest and at least open, because sometimes it's hard for us to see the truth, right? And I tell my leadership teams, let's listen like we're wrong, because somewhere in there you might hear the truth. And those those teams, those visionaries, integrators, those leadership teams who are willing to do that, they're a great fit for me, because I have a playful nature like a dolphin, but I also have the ability to work like a wolf and be very strategic. And
you're
I like to marry the... Hey, well, ChatGPT would say I'm a
loofin.
I you're absolutely right. It's, you know, it's the oneness concept. Teams that are really looking to be their best in the workplace and be their best for their communities and their families and the people around them is where I gain energy and I can give energy. And we see the best results when I find those type of teams.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we wrap up, I know you're doing some amazing work with a nonprofit. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. And I'd feel remiss if I didn't see it, but Ken and all of GCE has been great as a supporter of this nonprofit of my family's foundation as well. So thank you, number one, to you guys for all of that support. It's called Friends of Punjab. And actually it's a foundation my father started. He's born in a state in India called Punjab. Think about the northern region of India, and naturally plagued with a lot of issues in that state. And one of them is giving opportunities to the less fortunate, those who can't afford it, those who may not even have the ability to have access to education and healthcare. So what Friends of Punjab does, it allows NRIs, in which NRIs are non-resident Indians. So folks who have grown up in the villages there, who've maybe moved to Europe or United States and want to give back to their village, is it allows them to adopt their village. And in the foundation, it's basically a playbook of how they can set up a school for youngsters who don't have access to education to the degree that they deserve to have, as well as remote healthcare, ability to medication and care for elderly who need access to healthcare. And the foundation's got 8 different villages who have already been adopted, with tons of more that are in the pipeline. And I'm proud to be a member of the advisory board there, and also bringing EOS to it. So we run on EOS.
Of course, right? Nonprofits run on EOS too.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And I feel great just to be able to bring, as an advisor, bring this real system to not only to the foundation, but the folks who are on that team who have never had exposure to such things. And it's just a really impactful foundation doing some great work and cutting out all of the corruption and other things that lie, unfortunately, in the state of Punjab, and getting people the care they need directly in the villages that they grew up in.
It's beautiful. That's beautiful. And if there's anything else we can do to support that, you know, we are happy to. So
thank you. Thank you. That means
a
lot.
All right. Last question. If somebody wants to work with you or learn more about EOS, where should they go?
Yeah, I would just say shooting an email to me is the best thing. kevin.hundle@eosworldwide.com. I always say that I'm always up for a great conversation. If I'm not the person who can help you, I can absolutely be a resource for organizations to find the right fit implementer. And if nothing else, hopefully you'll make a new friend, right? So if any of this resonates with you, please do email me, and we'll be sure to hop on a call and get to know each other better.
Awesome. Well, it was my absolute pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Winter. Likewise, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program. So hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.